Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Amazing. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. Brad Huskin's back. That's right. I'm excited, too. He's the president of IASTraining.com. He's tied for number two greatest salesmanship expert on the planet. And he and another guy are tied at number two. And, of course, we all know who the number one salesmanship expert on the planet is. But he is the author of I'm a Salesman, Not a PhD, also Munchies for Salespeople. And he's forgotten more about sales and selling and customers, taking care of customers, than most people will ever know. He's our good friend, Brad Huskin. Welcome back.
Hey, Jim, how you doing? It's nice to talk to number one.
Oh, I didn't say that. Brad Huskin, ladies and gentlemen, he's been with us now for 22 years, coming up on 23. Hey, Brad, I was telling the audience before you got here, I was talking about the law of small business numbers, which states that whatever you need, there usually isn't enough. That's the law of small business numbers. We always have to fight that. And the point I was making just before you got here was that the way to overcome that law, the best way to overcome that law, is the source of that power to overcome it is not in working harder necessarily, although that's handy, but in loving up your customers, making them not just do business with you, but make them come back, make them pay you more than they would somebody else because you love them up so much. And that's customer loyalty, isn't it? That is the engine of your future success, isn't it?
That's kind of the name of the game. It costs a lot of money to get a brand new customer, and it costs you almost nothing to keep the ones that you already have.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it sounds ridiculous today, but we need to teach people how to develop customer loyalty and how to create friendships and how to communicate and how to do all the simple things that, you know, came natural to a lot of us a long time ago. But, you know, sometimes we got to talk about those kinds of things now.
You know, I had one of my mentors when I was a young pup, and I mean a young pup. I mean, you know, a baby.
A
baby, you know, would point to a customer and say, "You see that person right there?" And I say, "Yeah." Your next paycheck depends on whether he or she does business with us today. Your next paycheck is directly connected to that person right there. Tell people that anymore?
No, I don't think so. I think that's...
I do.
If I don't get this one, I'll get the other next one.
If I get bad service in the store, I tell them, I say, "You realize that the money I give you today has an effect on whether you get paid next week?" And, of course, then they look at me like I just landed from Mars, and it's the reason why my children won't shop with me anymore. But go ahead, Brad. What do you think?
No, I agree with you, but I don't think that people are saying that as much as they need to anymore. And I don't think that the customer is as important in the salesperson's eyes as it is to the business owner.
Mm-hmm.
And the business owner has done a lousy job of transferring that message, and that's where we need to get.
That's exactly right. And it's all about training, which is what you live and die with, is you train people
exactly
how to
right.
understand this. And you know, one of the things that I pointed out in the earlier part of the hour, Brad, was that your bench, where your future leaders are going to come from, you're not going to be able to hire those people anymore. There's not enough people who they're not. You can't even hire people who won't pass a drug test right now. They're not. You can't find these people. So if you have anybody, if you can find anybody, you better plan on training them to become a leader. Not you can't. You can't hire a leader anymore. You got to train your own. What do you think?
No, I think you're absolutely right. Leaders are developed. They're not just born into this world, so to speak. It takes a lot of hard work, a lot of energy, and those types of things. But, you know, getting back to this customer loyalty thing, you know, 65% to 75% of the customer a company's business comes from its existing customer base.
Yeah.
And yet we don't do the right things that we need to do in order to ensure that that customer comes back and gives referrals and recommendations. And, you know, I'm a little old school, and I still think that one human being saying to another human being, you got to go see those people over at ABC Company.
Mm-hmm.
They're fantastic. That type of advertising is priceless. And you can't buy that kind of advertising. It just comes with doing the right thing to your existing customers.
It's part of the special sauce, isn't it?
It is the special sauce. Give them to drink the Kool-Aid, so to speak.
Yeah, and have customers be your cheerleaders. It's called earned media. Earned media is is the holy grail of Main Street, and it will help you fight the adverse effects of the law of small business numbers. We're going to take a quick break. Come right back with our good friend Brad Huskin. I want to talk about all these things he's telling us and how they're influencing the Pareto Principle. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.